Now for our final young star, we have an ABC Top 5, linking a treatment for near blindness with exercise. He's introduced by our own Natasha Mitchell.
Our next Top 5 scholar is doing work that will change millions upon millions of people's lives. And it's also a reminder that getting up and walking, even running away from our desks, has countless benefits. Dr. Joshua Chutan is a postdoc fellow and associate lecturer at the John Curtin School of Medical Research at the Australian National University Medical School. Since his PhD in 2019, Joshua's continued his research looking for novel therapies to treat the leading cause of blindness in the developed world, age-related macular degeneration.
Bit of background about me. I was born in Texas. I was raised in New Zealand, and then I came here for uni. My mum's from Taiwan, my dad's from the Philippines, and his mum's from Spain. I was always interested. I did a medical science degree and was at a bit of a crossroads whether I should do research or whether I should do medicine. I did my honors year just because I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. I'll give research a shot, see what it's like. And I just fell in love with it. I really enjoyed being at the forefront of human knowledge, being able to, you know, find something and knowing that you're only a handful of people that knows that bit of data in the world. It was a very cool feeling. I want to combine my passion outside of work with my work. And my passions outside of work is sport, is exercise. I love it. So we work on the retina. It's the thin tissue that lines the back of our eye. And I like to say that it's responsible for all of our sight. That might be biased, but scientifically, it's also true because the light that enters into our eye, it hits the retina converts it into an electrical signal, sends it to the brain, and eventually forms the images that we see every single day. Now, we work on a specific disease called age-related macular degeneration. It's the leading cause of blindness in the developed world. 1 in 7 Australians over the age of 50 will get it at some point in their lives. It costs the economy up to $5 billion per year, and there is no cure or therapy for the most common form, the form that accounts for 90% of patients with AMD. Now, it's similar to every other neurodegenerative disease. I'm talking about Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, right? And that they're incredibly complex. They're incredibly multifactorial. So multi-targeted approach, researchers know now, is really what is needed. And that's why I started to look at exercise. Because as you probably heard your entire lives, exercise is awesome, right? It's great. We all know how good it is for us. But just why is it so good for us? And how can something that affects our muscles actually affect our brain, and we're starting to find out, our retina? We found that's actually really similar to the endocrine system. So your muscles can actually release signals when they exercise, and these signals reach everywhere in the body, right? I'm talking about the brain, and I'm talking about the retina. So in essence, our body has this natural built-in therapy from exercise because it's creating all these molecules and sending it to our brain, sending it to our eye that's seeing all these benefits. Why can't we harness that? Why can't we find out what's in it with its natural carrier molecule and use that as a therapy? Given that the neurodegenerative diseases are all age-related, it's very likely that exercise at the intensity needed to provide a benefit to the brain and eye may not be physically sustainable long-term. Our ultimate goal is that we want to prescribe the molecular message of exercise to those who may physically not be able to. Thank you.
Dr. Josh Chutan from the Australian National University, John Curtin School. We were discussing why we evolved with such good eyesight maintained by exercise. And you can hear the connection implied in the program Sporty on RN. Amanda Smith reported how we hunted for a couple of 100,000 years by outrunning or even walking while hunting fast animals. Even Speedy Quarry got worn out. So just imagine. You needed good eyesight to cover all that rough terrain for hours. Josh's research really looks promising.